Hey, everybody. We are Dave and Darren, and this is the Dave and Darren podcast. It is Ash Wednesday, for those who do.
Episode 100. Can you believe it?
We made it, Darren. We've made it. A lot of people said that we wouldn't get to 100 episodes, and yet, friends, here we are. The 100th episode of Dave and Darren, the podcast.
Does that get us into syndication now? Where's the cake? Take a look at the cake. I want everyone to see the cake.
Everybody take a look at the cake before we cut into it. That's right, friends.
Is that the threshold for syndication on TV?
It used to be on television episodes. Right. Yeah. I don't see this getting syndicated anytime. I mean, we kind of already syndicated ourselves, don't we?
Right.
Do we...
So there's no cast party?
Well, sure there is. It's going to be happening at Harrington's Pub around 2 o'clock this afternoon.
That's true. We are going to be at Harrington's a little after 2 o'clock.
And I'll be putting this jam on the old jukebox. Looks like we made it!
Yeah, plenty of shows don't make it 100 episodes.
Looking just the same as you did last time I touched you.
Okay, well, now that it occurs to me, that's a very creepy song to play for our 100th podcast.
Good vacation, you're gone.
Did you enjoy your honeymoon? So here's the thing. We have got a opportunity here, and I think it's going to take all of you helping us out to make this dream happen. Hmm. Niobe Zoo, they just had a baby giraffe.
Right.
It's a boy giraffe. And may your first giraffe be a masculine giraffe. So they had this giraffe.
Who's the mom? Mimi?
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what I saw in the post.
So the baby giraffe has been born, and they're looking for a name.
Right.
Here's the idea. We're a company that's existed now for a little more than 4 months. Obviously, our marketing budget is not gigantic. This is where we need you to come in and help us, everyone. They're doing a Name the Giraffe
contest
on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We shared the link on our Facebook page, and some of you have some really great ideas. This is what we do, and I think it benefits not only the Dave and Darren brand, but the Nacho Radio brand, but more importantly, the Niobe Zoo and this nameless giraffe. Because let's face it, giraffes ain't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the money my wife spends on a cat, for Christ's sakes. I gotta imagine a giraffe's a real drain on the finances. A baby giraffe can't be cheap to take care of.
Well, you don't
where the hell do you even get baby giraffe chow? I don't even know. Is that something you can get at the pet stores? What do you feed a giraffe?
You don't want to get in measles.
No. No, although how would you know with those spots all over it? I don't know. This is what we do. We commission a tarantula costume for the baby giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
We named the baby giraffe Nacho, and now Niobe Zoo has the world's first tarantula
giraffe. I love it.
This is the thing. As awesome as...
Put the costume on. The kids are coming.
As awesome as it is to have a baby giraffe, I don't know that that's going to get you the attention that you want around the world.
Not the sort of attention you're going to get if you have a tarantula.
The world's first tarantula.
Named it's Nacho. Nacho.
Hello, I'm Nacho. I'm Nacho Giraffe. I'm Nacho Tarantula. I'm a tarantula.
That's exactly right. I'm Nacho Giraffe.
Mm-hmm. Nacho the giraffe will put on his tarantula costume and become the world's first tarantula.
Do the spider. Do the spider.
You can double the price to get in to see that thing. And they're going to start letting visitors into the zoo here in, like, March. I mean, it's before too long they open up that zoo every day.
Sure.
So we get what we want, which is a little bit of the taste of the publicity, because let's face it, there are still a lot of folks that need to know about what we're doing here.
That would blow the doors off it.
Yes. And then we could be the corporate sponsors of that giraffe when he's making appearances.
We're paying for the shots?
I think with the publicity this would bring us, I think we could.
Mm.
I mean, it takes money to make money, right? It's a popular saying, so it must be true. We throw a little money at this giraffe, get him a tarantula costume, world's first tarantula giraffe, the Nacho tarantula giraffe, sponsored by Nacho Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a feel-good story. It's a great story for the community. A lot more people are going through the turnstiles there at the zoo, which is good for all of the animals, which I know you love all the animals. You've turned into Dr. Doolittle on me here in the last couple of years.
And the kids are going to love it.
And what child doesn't want to have his picture taken?
With a tarantula.
A baby tarantula named Nacho. This thing works on so many levels. If it doesn't happen, I'm only going to be heartbroken. Do you understand? I'm only going to be heartbroken.
Well, prepare to be heartbroken.
Well, I don't know that that's fair.
Because
you don't see it. You don't share my vision.
Well, I love it, and if it was to take place, I would adore it. But let's face it, when it comes to any sort of giraffe that's being born at the local zoo,
yeah,
we're too much of a fringe outfit for them to take anything that we do seriously.
You really think so?
Yes.
This really is going to
be
so.
This is going to be something that gets named as a result of Channel 6 and their promotion, or the Quad City Times, or something like
Channel
8's, that.
I think Channel 8's a lot more in bed with the zoo.
Okay, Channel 8.
Well, here's the thing.
Channel 8.
Listen to me. Channel 8's got the relationship with Niobe Zoo.
Right.
I told you that Boo at the Zoo, that thing was huge. I mean, that was nuts.
Well, you've got an in with Channel 8, or at least Channel 8.3.
My new show, Brood, will be debuting on one of the Channel 8s. Not 8.2, but 8.3.
8.8, the Ocho.
And I'm not sure if that'll be on
Dos Ocho.
I'm not sure if that'll be on
Dos Ocho.
The last I heard, it's going to be on this Saturday night. And I heard from people at Channel 8 that they watched a preview of it last night. So it's done. It's in the can.
Yeah.
It's ready to be viewed.
Who watched it?
And Brood. Our buddy Fechner there. Channel 8's Jason Fechner.
Now, is he in it too?
No. No. But he knows all the guys that work behind the scenes, so they showed it to him, and he reached out to say, "Hey, this is a thing. I like this."
Okay,
so he got his stamp of approval.
Good. Well, so he's the king of all media.
Well, yeah, he is. How's that going? So that's a thing. Maybe I, you know, now that I'm a marginal person there at Channel 8, in that I mean, I'm in the building for about 10 minutes
I mean,
a month.
I don't know about hero.
Keep throwing that word around. Had a blast yesterday, went to the clubhouse.
We did.
And shot a virtual round of golf.
Well, no, just 9 holes, because the nine holes took us what it usually takes a couple people to do 18 holes.
On the simulator. Right. Well, part of that was because we were visiting.
Well, we were visiting.
And part of that is
we were spending a lot of time in the water.
Those golf simulators are so realistic that it kind of takes the time it would take you to actually golf.
Yeah, and when you hit a simulated tree,
it comes right back at you.
It comes right back at you.
I'm not sure how they got that figured out, but that's something else. We were doing the Myrtle Beach courses, and it was great because Chris used to work a lot of those courses. They're for real.
Yeah.
And he was telling us on the simulation, like, okay, right over there, there's a bunch of crocodiles.
And right over there is where a woman used to sunbathe naked.
Yeah. Of course, in real life, that doesn't show up on the simulator.
But I asked him if you could put them in. Can you put the crocodiles back in there? No, you can't. You should.
Well, why? Well, the topless sunbather wouldn't be the worst thing in the
every
world.
Every time we hit the ball into the water, what did I yell out?
Jaws got it.
Jaws.
Here it comes. Jaws got it.
Here it comes.
Now, that putt that I sank, was that a 35-foot putt?
That was 35 feet.
35-foot. And then we were playing with 3-foot gimmies. But this is the one right into the cup.
Which apparently isn't what you're supposed to play with. You're supposed to be playing with, like, 6-foot gimmies.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't know that if we had 6-foot gimmies, our scores would have been any different.
No. There was a lot of the mercy rule going on.
We had a lot of, after triple bogey, you move on to the next hole.
I started off okay, and then I just fell apart. Jaws.
You do that when we go out golfing for real, though. You start out great, and then you kind of fall apart.
I get distracted.
Why is that?
I don't know.
So easily distracted.
I think you know what distracted me?
What's that?
Is when I went and got that delicious popcorn.
That's true.
Then all of a sudden I was more interested in the popcorn than the golf.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I know Snack Club is going to be... am I getting a phone call? Is that you? You getting a phone call?
Oh, yeah. I am getting a phone call.
You got to take that?
Yeah, I probably should.
All right. Okay. Well, friends, it's just you and me. Here it is, our 100th episode, and Darren's leaving to take a phone call. Could be for the business, though, and if that's the case, I'm all for it, because let me tell you something about our man Darren. He's the brains of the operation as far as making it happen. Me, I'm just a guy who can plug in a couple of wires and occasionally push a funny sound effect button. Darren, he's really the fuel that drives this thing. I don't mind telling you that. And a couple of stories we're going to be dealing with today here on the 100th episode of the show. No, it says here Darren's the boss. Yeah, no, that's not the case. That was the case at the old place. That is not the case here. We've got the top five things coming up here in a couple of moments. We'll be talking about the dog show. That's a big damn deal. The Winchester dog show. Dog that won, it's a beagle. And he's off to have a steak dinner this afternoon. That's not the worst idea. What else we got on the show today? Top five things. Got a daily dumbass that involves somebody being on Facebook again. You know, like it does. The podcast today is brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge there on 53rd in Bettendorf. The first and only indoor country club with those state-of-the-art PGA simulators, full bar, and a comfortable lounge. You can play some of the world's best-known courses and a bunch of stuff I've never even heard of. They have so many courses for you to choose from. Open 7 days a week. Stop by the clubhouse, and if you want a tee time, that's something you should call ahead for at 563-322-1561. Call ahead for a tee time. It's perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. They've not only got the golf simulators, which are cool, they've got the ping pong. I know last night was ping pong night there. Or do you say ping pong? They've got pool tables, of course, and they have bumper pool, which I accidentally thought was snooker. Apparently there's a difference between snooker and bumper pool. I just assumed it was all the same thing, but it ain't. Shuffleboard, foosball, darts, indoor bags, which isn't the worst idea when it's 16 degrees out, and a 20-foot projection TV. I was just telling him, Darren, about at the clubhouse, how I thought the bumper pool was a snooker table.
No, it's not a snooker table.
Snooker and bumper pool are different things.
They are different things.
I just thought snooker was what English people call bumper pool.
No, it's not.
What's the difference?
There's a difference. There are red balls. Red balls are used along with regular pool balls in snooker.
Okay.
It's a different game. I've played it once and it was a lot of fun, but it's not bumper pool.
Do you get points for hitting the bumpers, or are you just using the bumpers to knock balls in?
Well, that's bumper pool.
That's what bumper pool is.
That's bumper pool. There's no bumpers in snooker.
There aren't?
No.
Well, now I'm all confused. Now what's Skittle Ball? Don Adams Skittle Ball.
I don't know what that is, but I do know what the nude bomb is.
There was a game that we had at my house growing up. It was Don Adams Skittle Ball. And the plan was, it was Don Adams from TV's Get Smart on the box.
Yes.
It was a pool table about the size of a chessboard. And it had little pool balls. And then the cue was on like a pendulum. So you would pull the cue ball back and it would go on a chain and then it would hit the balls. And so you could play...
You kind of remember
that.
Yeah,
you could play Skittle Ball. Is that what it was called? Don Adams invented it, I believe. Because his name was all over it. Don Adams Skittle Ball. You want to play pool, but you don't have the room for a giant pool table. Get the Don Adams Skittle Ball.
I was speaking with the very delightful Liz over at Premier Jewelry and Loan, who is the sponsor of...
That's a call that couldn't have waited until 10 a.m.?
Of our rock station. Well, I don't know. Yeah, not really.
Okay. I'm glad you took it.
Yes, the sponsor of our rock station, Solid, and I'm happy to say they will continue to be the sponsor of your rock station, Solid.
Must mean it's working for them. That's what I like to hear.
Glad to hear it.
That's the whole point. Good to hear, exactly. So, can we just get into the top five things?
I think that's exactly what we should do.
Because this is really what it's all about here. And as we continue to celebrate 100 episodes, we'll be playing a lot of best of clips throughout the show today. Darren has prepared some best of stuff.
The times of our lives.
As you look back at 100 episodes, what's your favorite thing that we've done so far?
My favorite thing?
Yeah.
Boy, you would think I'd have a long list.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I guess it's not for us to have
a favorite
thing.
I would say probably my favorite thing would be Obama.
Okay, we used to do that at the old place, though, so that's not new.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not new.
Get up, Joseph.
Obama! Yeah, so your favorite thing is yelling at Joseph to get up on the wrestling.
Get up, Joseph. Get up. It's like, would you just shut up? Right. If I could get up, I would get up.
I guess we should.
You see this guy on my back?
We'll ask those of you that are listening to it live. So far, 100 episodes in, what's your favorite thing that we've done? And I'm going to ask you, as a friend, Just come up with a real answer. Don't be goddamn clever. Just write something real. I'm reaching out to you, and I'm asking you to help us remember what the hell we've done.
All right.
Don't write some smart-ass bull. Come on!
All right. You can do so using the Harrington Pub text line 47023-NACHO.
I liked when you showed up at 9 o'clock. Shut it!
Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Live music every Thursday night, and there'll be live music tomorrow night with Just Chords. Happy hour, 2 till 6. Drink specials every day. Yeah, join us today. We're going to be there a little after 2 o'clock. Home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Top five things.
I think my favorite thing, if I look back, it's hard to beat when Sweet Eileen was telling us the story of the hypnosis she underwent and her belief that all arsonists are serial masturbators. That was a good one.
That was a bit much for me.
Brian Daly likes the Fighting Lamonts. Do you remember that?
Yes, the Fighting Lamonts. That was more of a picture than anything else.
Fat Elvis. And Lindsay's favorite thing so far is the creation of the Yumbo. Yumbo as a term of being fooled, having the wool pulled over your eyes.
That's right.
And then there's this. My favorite thing is when you mention me on the show.
Thanks, Logan.
It's not Logan, actually. I believe that's Casey with the Turtle News team.
Sounds like Logan.
I like when you mention me on the show. That's my favorite part. Top five things you need to know. Yes, for the 100th time, we give this to you.
Number one.
This would be, if you were added all up, like 500 things that we've told you you needed to know since October 1st.
That's hard to keep straight.
It is, because there are a lot of
information.
There are a couple episodes when I look back and I'm putting the notes together, it's like, oh, I guess we didn't even do number four. Like, we have lost track of this thing at times. HTTP, one of the most fundamental standards on the internet. You know, HTTP.
Meaning?
The Hypertext Transfer Protocol, I believe, is what that stands for. That's what you use on the internet. And you've been using that since 1999.
Come up with something simpler than that?
Well, they finished a new standard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be passed on to editorial pages before it's published as the new standard to be used in browsers and web services everywhere.
Okay.
This new HTTP
yes.
means that all of the websites will be faster to load.
Okay.
So pages will load faster because of the new protocol.
Nice load.
Connections will last longer. And it will facilitate servers to push data to your cache.
If you're
your computer doesn't have to pull it at a later date. I'm telling you, as someone that is half owner of an internet company, this is very good news for all of us.
If your connection lasts more than 4 hours, see a doctor.
You suffer priapism. That was one of my favorite bits, looking back. Remember St. Priapus? How there was the church for guys with boners?
That was a long time ago.
Well, I mean, you can look back and listen to all of it if you want. If you've got a couple hundred hours you want to throw away, knock yourselves out.
Number two.
That's the beauty. Once they're up and posted, these shows belong to the ages.
Maybe the sort of thing you play to somebody who's in a coma. They're not going anywhere.
You know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in a coma right now, I want you to know there are people who want you to wake up. So think about that. I want you, if you're listening to this if you're in a coma right now, people who love you want you here on Earth.
And for those of you that are faking a coma
and
have been doing so for months, a job well done is what I say.
Keep it up. Proud of you. I wish I'd thought of it. Number two, New York Yankees third baseman A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, issued a handwritten apology yesterday for his past steroid use. That's very smart. I'll handwrite it. So they can't say that I had people do this for me.
Did he voice it? Or just released it as a letter?
He released it as
There's
a letter.
There's no audio.
No.
There's no audio accompaniment. Larry King's going to read it.
He was suspended. What is your hang up with Larry King? He's not around anymore.
He should be.
No, you don't think that. You didn't like Larry King when he was on TV.
I know, but now I miss him.
That's weird. A-Rod was suspended for the entirety of the 2014 season after they found clear and convincing evidence that he had used performance-enhancing
drugs. It's like when a restaurant
closes
that you never went to and you're upset about it. You know what? I'm probably part of the problem, wasn't I? like the place on Utica Ridge, the little sandwich place?
Montaditos.
Yeah, yeah. That closed. I was never in it once, but I'm upset they're closed.
You know, I went three times, and I had
a... Well, you did your part then.
Well, here's the thing. Went twice and loved it. The third time, I was over.
You were done.
And I wasn't going to go back again.
See, the only time I ever had is when they brought it to the ballpark.
It was good.
And they had the sardine sandwiches.
It was good, although one of the things that had me over it was, you know, it's this fine Spanish cuisine.
Yes.
These little sandwiches.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, peanut butter and jelly and hot dogs that you're getting.
Right.
And it's this authentic Spanish experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife wanted sangria, so I ordered a sangria for the wife. They pour red wine into a wine glass, and then they fill it up with orange crush. There you go. There's your sangria.
Oh,
enjoy it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wine and pop, huh?
Well, I've heard that's a way to make a really cheap sangria, but you're charging me $6 a glass for sangria, and you're supposed to be this authentic Spanish experience. And here's the thing, too. If you had filled it up with orange crush and red, if it was one part red wine and one part orange crush, and you did that in the back,
yes.
I'm none the wiser.
Sure.
To do it right in front of me,
yes.
I'm like, oh, this is,
you know,
this
what
is HS.
You know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like Jack White's recipe for sangria.
He does not have a recipe. He can't even make Kool-Aid, Darren.
Number three.
And yet he's a musical genius.
Miss P. A 15-inch beagle won Best of Show last night at the 139th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. That's at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Were you and the boys watching that last night?
I
imagine that's a big day for dogs.
It should be, but I
that's
wasn't.
It's like the Super Bowl for dogs, isn't it?
I saw stuff like leading up to the dog show, but I didn't actually see the dog show. What if you gave him like a little pipe to...
Let me ask you this. What do you think I bench? The problem with the Westminster Dog Show is every time I see it, I just want to go and watch Best in Show.
Right. I'd rather watch this because
right?
There's dogs in that too.
Right. Let me tell you a secret from the trades. They all jump. You get down from their tree, I will gouge your eyeballs out with this thumb.
They all jump.
Miss P is a 15-inch beagle. She won Best of Show. She is the second beagle ever to take the title of top dog and the grandniece of the first winning beagle, Uno, 2008's champion.
I bet my little Jax could win that thing.
I don't think so. Jax is not a... and I love Jax, but I don't think...
He's the best.
He's not a purebred.
What do you mean he's not a purebred?
Is he a purebred dog?
It's Cocker Spaniel.
With a little... He's got like the little Mexican or Italian in him. What is he?
He knows a little German.
Does he? Yeah, he's sitting right over there. Does he have paperwork and stuff? Like that's the whole
paperwork. They were going to put him down. What are you talking about?
But isn't it the whole gimmick that like all these dogs have like paperwork?
Well, of course they do.
So you couldn't really enter Jax in a dog show.
Well, I could make up my own paperwork.
Why don't they just have a dog show for normal dogs? Why does everything have to be for these freak dogs that look miserable in their own skin? Like a beagle, I get that's awesome, but there's that. That dog you had mentioned the other day, that dog that looks like it's a walking mop.
Yeah,
that can't be fun to be.
I wouldn't think that's comfortable for a dog.
Well, but if that's the way it grows, it's not like they're sewing a weave onto a dog's hair.
You would just think that would be tight to the skin.
Well, but it must grow that way for a reason. Like a
Buffalo Soldier.
This is my dog Marley. Later on today, Miss P will be off to Sardi's in New York for a steak. So that's what you get when you win, is best dog in the world.
Well, that's what you get when
you
it's
get
your birthday at my house.
So your dogs don't need to go to any fancy New York City parties.
Well, you're going
to
get a hamburger or a steak anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
I mean, what is ground beef after all? It's not ground ham. It's ground steak. Thank you, Dick Cavett. Do you remember those commercials?
I do.
When Dick Cavett was trying to get A1? Us to put A1 on hamburgers?
Sure.
No, that's not happening.
Listen.
Not on my hamburger sandwich.
This is something everyone needs to know.
Okay.
I'll do anything Dick Cavett tells me to
do. Is that right?
Anything he wants me to do, I'll do.
Is that right? You don't even question it.
I follow him blindly. Without question.
I don't know that that's the best idea, but I don't know that it's the worst, especially for you.
Listen, if he wants me to eat applesauce and Nikes and wear Nikes.
Cannon copiers. Wasn't that something he sold for a while?
I'll follow him to any sort of hail bop.
Yeah. Dick Cavett is everywhere. Number four today on the top five things you need to know. If you have one of those...
Wasn't that a Mojo Nixon song? Dick Cavett is everywhere?
That's Elvis.
Oh.
If you have one of those Fitbits, which are the big rage,
those things make me puke.
Why?
Because
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but I want to know why.
Because it's so jive. It is jive. You might as well also have the Bluetooth thing in your ear too on top of it. It is just so jive, and they've already had the reports out where these things don't measure anything.
Well, that's the thing. The Journal of the American Medical Association says that if you have a smartphone that has an app that can do it, can do everything that the Fitbit can do. If you have a smartphone and you have a Fitbit, you have too much stuff. You don't need both. And
you really need to know how many steps you've taken today.
Well, you can do that with your phone,
right?
Yeah, it monitors every step, every calorie, and your sleep pattern. But according to this new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the apps on your smartphone do the job just as well, or even better, they suggest, in terms of measuring your steps and your calories than your Fitbit or your fuel bands or any of that stuff. So these Fitbits are, these Fitbits are one of these trends that when VH1 does the I Remember the whatever the hell we're going to call this decade special in a couple of years. I remember these. Everybody was wearing these. Yeah,
they call
not
it
everybody.
A douche bit is what they should call it.
I find a few Fitbits are helpful, though, in helping you identify a jag instantly.
There you go.
I mean, they do have a purpose.
They do.
If I see somebody with a Fitbit on, I know this is not a person I need to communicate
jag
with.
Jag bag.
Right. You just know if someone's got one of those Fitbits on, this is a human you don't need to be around.
None of my business.
So can we at least give
unless
a Fitbit credit for that?
Unless, of course, I saw Dick Cavett wearing one. Then I might change my opinion.
Hello, I'm Dick Cavett for Fitbit. Darren goes,
all right, I better go get one.
What?
You know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to go get one. I'm in lockstep.
Now, Chip says the phone can't measure your heart rate. What do you need to measure your heart rate for?
Some people might want their heart rate measured.
You measure your heart rate when you're on a machine. You're on an elliptical. The machine does that for you. You need to know what your heart. If you need to know what your heart rate is at all times, you need to get a device that does that. McBride says, I wear a smart watch, Dave. You got a problem with that? No, that's fine. That's not a Fitbit, McBride. And if I did
smartwatch, what are you, Dick Tracy?
No, he does have a Dick Tracy watch. He's got like one of those. Of course, it's McBride. He's Mr. Gadget.
He's like
Q for James Bond.
Yeah, he is.
McBride always has the stuff like 6 months before everybody else has it.
Yeah.
Right? For some reason, he's a tastemaker. He makes it happen. Well, a phone doesn't measure your heart rate. What do you need your heart rate measured for? Are you an old man that has nitroglycerin pills? Get that looked at. I need to know what my heart rate is as I listen to the podcast. No, you don't. You need to know what your heart rate is when you're exercising. When you're exercising, there's a machine right there. There's the heart button. You put your hands on it and it lets you know. Stop yourself. Finally.
Five.
Number five.
You know, all the snow that they're dealing with in Boston, it's something else. Over 7 feet of snow. The mayor of Boston now urging the residents, Mayor Martin J. Walsh, urging the residents of Boston to please stop jumping out of windows into the snow.
They have a good time. They're having a good time. You know who was famous for doing that?
Who?
Do you remember the Iowa football player Tim Dwight?
Sure, of course. Number 81.
Yeah. Was he number 81? 83.
Okay, let's go with that.
Number 83 out of Iowa City West.
Iowa City West, one of those,
yeah. He was legendary for jumping out of the dorms. out of the dorm windows into snowbanks.
You're kidding me.
No.
That was like how he made his...
That's what he did. Hmm. Well, that's how he played the game, reckless abandon.
Tim Dwight was number 83, 85, 87, 86, and 17 in his career.
But I believe he was 83 at Iowa.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And he was 83 when he ran back that kick for the Falcons.
How many teams can you mention? Can you name NFL teams
that he played
that Tim
for?
Dwight played for?
I don't know that I can name any other than the
he
Falcons.
He was in the NFL. Tim Dwight was in the NFL from 1998 until 2007.
Wow, that's a good career.
And he only played for the Falcons for three seasons.
The Falcons. Did he play for San Diego?
He did. That's where he went afterwards. I would have been able to mention Falcons and Chargers.
Falcons and Chargers.
Yeah, because I remember drafting him late in the round of a fantasy draft just because it was like I had to have one Hawkeye on my team, for
Christ's
sake. Right.
I don't know who else he played for.
He was with
for.
Three other teams after the Chargers. 2005, he was with the Patriots. 2006, the Jets. In 2007, he ended his career with the Oakland Raiders.
Hmm.
Still holds the Super Bowl record for career yards per punt return. 42 yards per return.
Atta
Not
boy.
Bad.
And he used
two-time first-team All-American Tim Dwight used to jump out of windows.
He used to jump out of dorm windows into snowbanks.
This is my favorite part of this story, though. All these people are jumping out of second- and third-story windows into the snow.
Yeah.
A lot of times not wearing clothes. They'll put on like swimsuits like, look at me, I'm pretending I'm at the beach. The mayor now issuing a warning to residents to stop their nonsense right now, he says.
Yeah.
Stop their nonsense right now, end quote. We're asking people to act responsibly in the city of Boston.
Right.
This isn't Loon Mountain. This is the city of Boston.
I like
where
that.
Where we're trying to remove snow off the street and it becomes very dangerous.
Well, that's the name of this episode. This isn't Loon Mountain.
Any mayor who has to remind the residents of their town that they don't, in fact, live in Loon Mountain... I would vote for this guy. I don't know what his politics are. I don't know what party he's in.
No, uh-uh.
You use Loon Mountain in a sentence, you've got my vote for the rest of your life.
Well,
mayor for life.
My guess is if he's the mayor of Boston, he's not a staunch conservative.
You're probably right. Probably. This is
not Loon Mountain.
Is Loon Mountain a thing? Because... Listen, I'm the mayor of Boston. I'm not the mayor of Loon Mountain, for crying out loud.
You guys are living in a canny land if you think this is Loon Mountain.
Jumping out of windows.
The Dave and Darren podcast is originating today from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Trying to quit smoking or just tired of freezing outside? And you sure would today. Smoke electronically with a vapor pen. Like the one I got just the other day at Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors and dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at hickeybrothers.com. Yeah. They'll be happy to help you out, unless, of course, you're Tater Bomb and you're going to need some sort of like military-grade vapor pen. Now I'm going to need more power than that. I'll go to the Pentagon, see if they got something.
Chip says, I'm really curious who runs on a treadmill, not walking, then grabs onto the bar to measure their heart rate. Everyone does that, Chip. That's what it's there for. Chip, quit arguing with me. You don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't Chip in Boston?
No, Chip's the a New Yorker.
Okay.
Who doesn't live in New York anymore. Chip's the guy who, like, if you say that you had a beer that wasn't a some sort of micro brew, he gets all over you like, how dare you?
So
how
he's not a fan of the old Keystone Light?
Chip's not a guy, when we have him back in town, when he visits back in town, Chip's not a guy that's going to come over for Keystone Light, no.
I'm not sure that he was invited.
Chip likes the finer things. I want to know who's using these devices. Everyone! That's why it's there! Krispy Kreme over in England's in a bit of trouble. They didn't think this all the way through. They promoted on Facebook a week-long roster of activities there at the Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme... Was it even open a year here?
Oh, no. It was longer than that. It was longer than that.
I remember
it was a few years.
All the big hubbub about there being Krispy Kreme. Oh, we're getting a Krispy Kreme. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to change your life.
Yeah.
And then it opened, and it's like, this is just a sugar donut. What the hell is it?
They had other donuts.
Were they any good?
They were good. Although, I just, you know, how many donuts can you eat?
The answer was 2.5.
The answer is you always eat 3, and it's always half one too many.
That's my problem. I can't stop eating donuts. There, we used to have at the old place, the people at Garfield Elementary would do these fundraisers.
Sure, they still do that.
And they would drop off boxes of donuts for everybody so that we would mention on the radio that they were doing the fundraiser. We were the only ones that would mention it. Everyone else would just eat the donuts. But that, when you deliver like 12 donuts for two guys, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to eat those donuts.
He's going to eat three of them, and it's always going to be half of one too much, and it'll just be... Whereas I always had... where I struggled with the vending machine tenderloin,
yeah.
you struggled with the donuts.
I'm glad
you're
caught
always
it.
Just like, oh!
I'm glad you're catching the hypocrisy of my donut policy.
Oh.
And how I would chastise you for that tenderloin.
Right.
I'm glad you're able to recognize my hypocrisy.
Well, I don't know about hero. I don't know about the term hero.
Tell people what you're talking. You keep making reference to
yesterday, that. We're at the clubhouse.
You keep making reference to that, and they don't know what you're talking about.
We're at the clubhouse. The sponsor of the Dave and Darren podcast, the Indoor Golf and Lounge right up there on 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. And we're playing on one of their state-of-the-art PGA simulators. We're playing the Myrtle Beach course, one of the Myrtle Beach courses, right? And what did you pull? You hit a shot. Was it a good shot?
No,
it was a horrible shot.
It was marvelous.
It was a jaws shot.
No, it was a perfect drive.
And then...
A very rare perfect drive.
And then what did you end up saying?
Well, I believe my quote was...
You're kind of talking to yourself as if no one's even listening.
Which I do that a lot.
Oh, you do it a lot.
I said, whose turn is it next? Is it time for this hero to take another shot?
Yeah.
I don't know about hero. Yeah. And Darren points out, you're the one that...
You're the one who mentioned
hero.
You're the one who brought up hero.
Yeah, sometimes in my mind and out of my mouth, there's more than one person talking.
Now, we want to thank Chris for having us over there, and soon there'll be the Nacho Radio simulator. And, of course, they've got the full bar at the clubhouse. You can play some of the world's most well-known courses, including the Myrtle Beach Tour. Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Saugerties. There's just a ton of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, just hundreds probably. Open 7 days a week. Play with friends, join a league, or play individually to improve your swing. Did you notice how Chris was saying, hey, we need to get you in here and get you ready for the season, Dave? Didn't say anything to me as if it's like, I don't know that I can improve that swing. You saw how many balls I hit right to the top of the ceiling.
It was something else.
I can really, hit a decent shot, and then I can just really, what am I doing?
Well, that's the beauty of golf, though. I mean, that's the beauty of that game.
What are you doing? The clubhouse offers club repair and customization, a full line of custom shafts, including the Fujikura, Mitsubishi, Acura.
Hello.
Custom clubs, including Callaway, Henry Griffiths, and 2K or 2 or K2G lessons available for any skill level. They also have junior golf clinics available. The clubhouse offers drink specials, multiple TVs, some fine popcorn, I'll tell you that. Perfect venue for any event, big or small. Perfect hangout whether you're a golfer or not. Like the snack club, they're going to be there next Monday, right?
Yeah,
they're not golfing.
Well, I need to we need to talk about this. Snack club is having a thing on Monday at Clubhouse, why not? It's a great place to go.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for doing it.
It's open to all the Snack Club members or anyone who'd like to be a Snack Club member.
But they call the clubhouse to, like, make reservations. And when you call a place that's a country club with golf simulators to make reservations...
They're assuming you're playing golf.
They assume that you're renting out the simulators.
Yes.
And then they need to know how many people are golfing.
Yeah.
So whoever's making the reservation is like, well, it's not your Radio Dave and Darren Snack Club, so could be 5, could be 100. That's not helping. You're not helping when you talk to people like that. And then it turns out that they just want to go and drink and play pool.
Yeah,
they don't want to use
fine.
The simulators at all, which
sure,
is great.
Sure.
But, yeah. So we had to clean up a mess.
Well, it wasn't a mess.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they're going to have a good time. The Snack Club's going to be there Monday.
I'll be there Monday. I think it's going to be a great time.
Check them out at qcclubhouse.com.
I haven't been to a snack club yet. I'm dying to go. Oh,
well, and it's so close to your house. How can you not go? And for those who have tea times, I'm not saying how close. Don't worry. They're not going to find your house. There's plenty of houses here. Don't give them that sort of information. 563-322-1561. If you want
to
play
a show from your place,
why don't you play one of the simulators?
Hmm?
If you want to play one of the simulators, that's the number 563-322-1561.
So this Krispy Kreme in England, they got their Facebook promotion.
Yes.
And it's like, here are all of the things that we're doing this week.
Yes.
Fun Day Monday.
What? Oh, if Larry hears about this.
Coloring Tuesday. And then Wednesday is for the Krispy Kreme Club. So they called it KKK Wednesday.
Yeah, because they do spell their names with K's, don't they?
Krispy Kreme Club. The club is with a K as well, you see. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're going to need to make the club a C. KKC. Then we're okay.
KKK. Come on out for KKK Wednesday.
Although they might be down with it. I don't know.
Well, this is in England, where I don't think there is a KKK. That's really more of an American thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But still in all.
Kind of more of a Southern American thing.
People on Facebook had to give the people at Krispy Kreme a quick history lesson.
Yeah.
And Krispy Kreme issued an instant apology for unreservedly for the inappropriate name of a customer promotion at one of our stores. All that material has been withdrawn, and an internal investigation is currently underway.
They knew what they were doing.
I don't think that they did. I think that's an honest mistake, but still, come to the donut shop for KKK Wednesday.
What's Thursday?
Kristallnacht Thursday. And Friday, we're going to beat up a homosexual.
Wednesday, Friends Day. Get rid of your old friends, make new ones.
Come out Saturday, we're going to burn a witch. All of the hate throughout the years is going to be there at the Krispy Kreme for you to come and enjoy.
Oh, it's a witch roast.
We're going to eat some Long Johns and burn a synagogue. It's going to be fun.
It's a witch roast.
Come on out. Story.
It's a witch fry.
Story here from China where, and I could swear we talked about this guy back at the old place. Does this ring a bell? Chen is this guy's name. He was injured in a car accident, sent to a Beijing hospital in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He recovered from his injuries but refused to leave the hospital. 55-year-old Beijing resident, his name's Chen, ordered to return home by the cops after tying himself to a hospital bed for 3 years.
So he, like, posied himself?
They tell him he can leave. He's like, I ain't going anywhere. And he tied himself to the hospital bed.
And it took him 3 years to get rid of him? Why don't you? You know, those hospital beds have wheels on them.
I know it.
I mean, even if he is tied to the bed,
I know it.
You could still put him outside.
Chen claimed that he'd been suffering from thrombosis on his leg after the surgery, and
well,
that the hospital should be responsible for his leg problems, so he refused to leave, even though the hospital issued him 20 different discharge notices. He tied himself to the hospital bed for 3 years.
I'm not going anywhere. Look at this leg. Look how puffy this leg is.
Well, here's why the leg's bad. You've got blood clots from being in bed for hours and hours.
You need to get out of that bed and get some circulation in that leg.
You have a lack of exercise has resulted in blood clots.
Yeah.
Well, good. Then I should be in a hospital. They carried this guy out. The cops carried this guy out and basically just dropped him off in front of the hospital.
They dropped him off in front of the hospital?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, here you go, Chen. Off you go. Hospital filed a lawsuit against him, and the court decided that he should leave the hospital immediately. So there it is. Get out of here, Chen. I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I'm going to tie myself to this bed.
By the way, I think I'm going to have the the salmon patties tonight. We getting any play with the...
What? Huh?
What was the question we asked earlier?
About what? Favorite things?
No.
What was your question?
What was our question earlier?
I don't understand.
We were asking people to chime in on the Harrington Pub text line.
Yeah, about their favorite bit that we've done over there.
Oh, the favorite bit. Are we getting any response to that?
I turned it off.
Fitbit. 470-23-NACHO.
It's just people... That wanted
taking
defend.
Shots.
It's just people that want to defend the Fitbit they got for Christmas.
Okay.
I can't look at it anymore.
Okay.
I'm turning people off.
Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf, music.
I'm kidding, of course.
Every Thursday night, including Just Chords this Thursday night. Happy hour starting at 2. every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, drink specials every day. Home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Make Harrington's Pub your neighborhood watering hole. Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Here's a bunch of congratulations on the Harrington's Pub text line. Now, this is more like
4100 episodes.
Freeport text, congrats, Dave and Darren, on episode 100. Thanks for the best podcast.
Are they from Freeport?
That's what it says here.
Home of the pretzels.
Here's one from Galesburg. It says, Dave and Darren, congrats on your 100th episode. From Jason in Dubuque, it says, podcast of the year. I forgot that. We were named podcast of the year like three episodes in, weren't we?
We sure were. We were named one of the top podcasts of 2014, and we started in October.
It's a shame, because the show was so much better then.
Well,
here's one from Rock Island. It says, Dave and Darren, I don't get to listen live much, but I'm super stoked for episode 100. Woohoo! Great job, guys. Thank you.
Home of the Rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's an uncanny ability you have to name the high school of whatever.
I spent a little time watching the sports pages.
Too much time, some have argued.
A lot have argued. I mean, it's almost turned into like a civil war.
Is it?
Some people say, yeah.
Designer Lisa says the show was so much better then. Thank you, Designer Lisa. Thanks for having our back.
Yep. Yep.
Trying to think. John says, my wife, brother, and sister-in-law all receive Fitbits for Christmas from the father-in-law. I drive a garbage truck, and every time it bounces, I get a step. So I get twice as many steps as everyone, which is great.
So just by riding in the truck?
He says, I get twice as many steps as everyone else, which is great, because I wanted nothing to do with this shit. Good for you, John. You're winning Fitbit by driving a garbage truck. That's outstanding.
Attaboy.
John, you're the listener of the day.
Listener of the day.
God bless. God bless. And then, I'm trying to think. What else? Oh, today's Daily Dumbass Award. This comes to us from Wales, where the police department was looking for a guy, 19-year-old Logan Rhys-James, released from prison on February 6th, suspected to have violated terms of his release. The cops were looking for him.
Three first names.
Yeah, right. So the cops put a post up on their Facebook page, and their Facebook page has 65,000 followers. And basically, they said, "You know, this guy's violated the terms of his release. He needs to be recalled and to come back to prison."
Yes.
So this idiot posted on their Facebook page, "Ha ha!
Catch me if you can."
They caught him not long after he posted on Facebook.
DC5.
He also says he also said on Facebook, I've been walking around near my home, so they're not trying too hard to catch me.
That's asking for it.
Not exactly keeping a low profile, are you?
That's asking for it.
We're looking for this guy. Well, I'm just walking around my house, so you're not looking that hard.
What, you don't have the address? Here it is.
Dumbass! I like that. You can't be looking for me too hard. I'm just walking around my house.
555 Washington.
No big deal. Got another story of a toddler shooting a person.
Boy.
Four-year-old girl in Indiana shot her dad in the backseat of the family car. Now he's looking at felony charges. David Paulson's 35 years old. He lives in Hamlet, Indiana. Shot on January 31st when his four-year-old daughter, who, by the way, was not in a child restraint seat, pulled a loaded .40 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun from the pocket of her dad's overalls.
She knew what she was doing.
Shot her dad.
Four years old, I think you're culpable.
The dad initially lied to investigators, saying he accidentally fired the gun when he reached into the back seat for his overalls. When he was told that investigators determined that couldn't possibly be true based on the trajectory of the bullet, as indicated by the entry and exit wounds, along with the fact that his overalls didn't show a bullet hole, he acknowledged that it was possible that his four-year-old girl had shot him. I suppose it's possible my four-year-old shot me. Yeah, that's how dumb you are. A four-year-old girl shot you in the back.
I'll give a pass to a two-year-old, but four-year-olds know what they're doing.
You think so?
Yes.
So you think this girl should be looking at some charges or just the dad for having his girl not in a child seat with a loaded 40 caliber Smith & Wesson?
I think she needs to be breaking rocks somewhere.
You are a tough man.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Enjoying your green bologna? The Dave and Darren podcast is originating from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio.
Uh-huh.
Grab your friends and get to a $10 off Hookah Night Thursday, which is tomorrow already, at Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, BYOB. Choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. I'm currently puffing on that old raspberry pomegranate. I'm very satisfied. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, and online. I should bring my vapor pen here to the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio.
You certainly must.
Online at HickeyBrothers.com.
I'd like to see you puffing on it during the podcast.
I'll bring it tomorrow. You're going to love that pomegranate.
Charles Manson.
America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart. Now, the latest was that his marriage to this knucklehead
is a sham, and he knows it.
Right. She was just marrying him.
She wanted his dead corpse.
For his body. And by
I guess
that,
she
I
couldn't
mean
have
his,
a live corpse.
Dead body, right?
Yeah.
Rumors were that the marriage has been canceled, that Star.
Because she's got a boyfriend.
Well, she has a friend that named Wolf.
Was going to be in on it.
Yeah, right. Well, she insists in a new interview with Inside Edition that the wedding is very much still on. She says to Inside Edition, quote, "Yes, I'm going to marry Charlie Manson. I think he's the most handsome man in the world."
Remember the kid who went looking for his dad and then found out it was Charles Manson?
Right.
Was that kid from Rockford? Was that in Rockford?
He wanted to know because he was given up for adoption or his mother didn't tell him the circumstance of his birth.
Yeah.
No. I think it was a situation where he went digging around with adoption records.
No, the mom knew.
The mom knew that Charles Manson was the dad?
Yeah, but never told him because why would you tell him that?
Yeah. And he kept digging around and found out that.
Wasn't that him from Rockford?
I don't remember that part of the story.
Stinktown.
I don't remember that part of the story. That would be disappointing. When you do all that digging around,
that's a cold case that's better left unsolved.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, brother!
Yeah. Look, as someone who's gone through that and looked up at that stuff, when you find out that they're not Charles Manson, it's a big relief.
Huge well, at relief. Least you're not Charles Manson.
Right, right.
That's what she said to him.
Right, right.
At least you're not Charles Manson.
It's nice to meet you. The first thing I have to say is thank you for not being a serial killer.
Thank God.
That really is a load off my mind.
Thank goodness.
She says, the first time they met, quote, "I just thought he was the cutest thing. He probably asked me 10 times if I wanted to get married. I'm going to stick with him whether or not he's in prison."
What do you mean whether or not he's in prison? You think he's getting out of prison?
He does come up for parole every once in a while, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think he's even interested in leaving.
No, no, because they ask him, like, "Do you have any regrets over what you did?"
Yeah.
Charlie. And his statements are usually a little cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Charlie's not really interested.
Do you feel blamed?
Right. Are you
mad? Do you feel like Wolf Bob Ruffinus?
Well, she
hard
says
hard to find that. Hard to find that one in a Hallmark card.
She says that her family, by the way, will not be making it to the wedding. That they're not.
They're not so hyped about it, huh?
They're not super interested.
Hmm.
She became obsessed with Charles Manson as a teenager in Illinois, working at a McDonald's.
That's where it happens.
And for the past 9 years, she's lived just outside the prison so she can see him twice a week. Uh-huh.
Is he in California? Where is he at?
Yeah, California. Yeah, he's in a prison there at, somewhere in Central California is where he is. I'm not sure the name of it. But she says that they're very much going to get married, and you know we wish these kids nothing but the best. Can't wait for him to die, so you can put his corpse on display and charge idiots a dollar to come and see it.
There's also gonna we're gonna have a roller coaster.
Dave Heller's going to have Charles Manson's body behind home plate. There's a carousel. There's the roller coaster.
There's going to be some sort of prize.
Some sort of serial killer will be behind home plate. We're going to have the corpse of Charles Manson throw out the first pitch. It's never been done before, fellas.
Welcome to Charles Manson night at the ballpark.
Guy gets a... This is like, shame on you, but kind of tip of the cap at the same way. New Jersey police say that a guy got in a car wreck. He's 20 years old. Brian Bears is his name. He's from Sparta, New Jersey. He got arrested over the weekend with drunk driving and other offenses. Hit a guardrail after running a stop sign early in the morning. But this is where it's kind of genius. He's drunk driving. He gets in a car wreck.
Okay.
Shortly after the crash, he called a buddy to come to the crash sign scene before anyone gets there.
Okay.
The two of them then dump a couple of five-gallon buckets of water onto the road to make it look like it was black ice.
Black ice? Is that a defense?
No, I wasn't drunk. I slipped on his black ice. It's all
over
the
road. Yeah, but
how
does that stop you from them testing to see if you've been drinking?
Well, I don't think he thought this all the way through.
I mean, because even if you're drunk driving and the black ice causes the accident, you're still drunk driving.
His buddy Alexander Zambanaditi showed up to help him. By the way,
Some water.
I need you to bring a couple 5 gallon buckets of water. The two men then dumped the 5 gallon buckets of water onto the road to create black ice to make it appear as though the crash happened as a result of black ice, not because he lost control because he was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the buddy that he had come and get him, he was also drunk. So both of them got drunk driving charges, and now there's black ice all over the road. Also, by the way, for some reason, his buddy wasn't wearing a shirt, despite the fact that the wind chill was 15 degrees below zero. Why aren't you wearing a shirt?
Because I came right away.
You said you needed me to help you stage a black ice accident.
As soon as I filled up those buckets, I was in the car.
Cops said it took half a ton of salt.
You know I drink with my shirt off.
It took half a ton of salt to melt the ice that these idiots made on the road.
Half a ton?
Yes.
With just 2 5-gallon buckets?
They dumped 5 gallon buckets of water onto the road, yeah. It must have been...
1,000 pounds of salt?
That's what it says. That's what they're claiming. So I imagine you're going to have to pay for the salt, too. 1,000 pounds of salt ain't cheap, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Kid Rock is doing another one of his tours. He's got a new song that's getting some traction on rock radio. We're not playing it on solid, just because it's just... At some point, he decided he wants to be John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Are you with me on this?
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with me? Have you heard the new Kid Rock?
I have not.
It's just
a little too...
It's just middle of the... It sounds like something I hear when I'm getting my teeth cleaned.
Okay.
And God bless, we're all getting older, but if we're going to put Kid Rock on solid, it needs to be something that'll kick you in the ass. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
He's going on another one of his tours. It's the $20 Best Night Ever tour, where all tickets are $20 to see him.
Well, he's kind of done that before, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, he's doing this again. And this year, he's incorporating a number of other measures, new measures, to combat scalpers and to make sure his fans get the best seats possible.
And that is?
The entire front row at every show on the tour, he is holding. Usually, the front row is given to industry folks or local promoters.
Right.
These seats will then be given as free upgrades to fans that are randomly selected the night of the show. Everyone who buys a ticket has an equal chance of getting a front row seat. The second row, all the way to the lawn for the outdoor shows, will be $20 a piece. And he's also working with Live Nation to make sure that the parking charges are lower than normal. Because that's the thing. Okay, you're paying $20 to go see Kid Rock. They want $30 for you to park the car. He says, listen, I'm not playing anywhere unless the parking is no more than $10. It shouldn't cost, according to Kid Rock, it shouldn't cost more than $30 to go and see him.
Okay.
Also, by the way, there are limited tickets that will cover the parking within the initial $20 ticket price. Those tickets are only available at Walmart stores. This guy is not a dumb guy. Kid Rock, whatever you want to say about his music, this guy gets it.
I met him once.
Was it cool?
He was thin.
Yeah?
Super thin.
The tour to support his upcoming First Kiss album will be 3 months, beginning in Hartford on June 24th. And in Detroit, he's going to be doing a six-night run for that as well. So, there it is. Kid Rock, you can buy tickets at Walmart for $20, and that $20 covers your parking.
I think you might have been with Pamela Anderson at that time, so I had my...
Were you wearing gloves?
Boy in a plastic bubble.
It's so weird.
Why
am I in a bubble? It's like I got no immune system or something. So weird. Well, the school days, full days, I'd like to share with you, Darren, some teachers who have made some mistakes. And I'd like to say at the outset here on the Dave and Darren podcast, which you're listening to at nachoradio.com. Maybe you have a subscription to us on iTunes. However you're listening to this 100th podcast, sincerely, thank you.
And it's brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge, 2501 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. We had a heck of a time there yesterday, and thanks for setting us up. Chris, for setting us up. The Clubhouse, the Quad City's first and only indoor country club that is available, of course, to everyone. State-of-the-art PGA simulators. You can play just about any course you want, including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass. Full bar, comfortable lounge, open 7 days a week, opening at 10 o'clock. The Clubhouse offers club repair and customization. Lessons are available for any skill level. They have daily drink specials, multiple TVs, a 20-foot projection TV, pool, shuffleboard, bumper pool.
There's a lot to do there that's not
golf.
Now, the golf is the key. That's what it's all about. But if you're not someone that wants to bring your clubs in and golf, you can have a great time there.
Time I play the simulated golf, it's like, why am I not doing this more often?
Yeah, it is a blast. It really
Foosball,
is.
Foosball, darts, bags, ping pong. Giant Jenga, clubhouse, perfect venue for any event. Maybe like, oh, I don't know, maybe a snack club meeting. Perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. QCClubhouse.com or 563-322-1561 for tee times. And cuddled can get. That's the
lesson. Has anyone ever told you you have a lovely singing voice?
Thank you.
No, I'm asking. Has anyone ever told you that?
I wouldn't call myself a hero.
I don't know about hero. I mean, I do what I can. Here's one from Ankeny. Kindergarten teacher at East Elementary in Ankeny, Iowa. Mm-hmm. She's 40, and she likes to drink during class.
Well, it makes the day go by.
Listen.
I'm not going to throw stones.
Listen, as someone who spends a lot of time with a kindergartner, multiply that by 30.
Oh, boy.
I think you ought to let her.
They have class sizes that big?
I don't know about Ankeny, maybe. Ankeny's growing, man. It's a huge community.
30 kids?
I think there's 26 in Owen's class.
Oh, boy, that's a lot.
Yeah. Kindergarten classroom leader.
And he's the ringleader. And he's the one making it happen. Tapped.
East Elementary School in Ankeny, Iowa. Jennifer Rich got pulled over or slapped the cuffs on her there Friday after they administered a breathalyzer test. Her eyes were bloodshot, and her breath was reeking of alcohol. Charged with public intoxication and child endangerment, cops responded to a call after parents claimed they saw the teacher drinking a beer when her classroom was searched. A six-pack was found there in the kindergarten classroom.
Uh-huh.
4 full beers, 2 empty. So she just got it started.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Y'all having a good time?
Now, I understand I have to go away for a while, boys and girls, but when I get back, those 4 beers better be there.
Yeah, don't touch them.
Yeah. A parent who was at the school to help with the Valentine's Day party is who noticed the beer. You know what?
Teacher needs a little bracer.
What kind of Valentine's Day party are we doing here? What's going on?
And what for?
Hey, right on. Now it's a party. I dig it. A teacher has changed her name to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yes.
She says she's always wanted a name that was difficult to say.
Huh?
She's been fighting red tape for years to change her name to all 26 letters of the alphabet. She's a 36-year-old teacher who feels the need to constantly redefine herself depending on her mood. And she has a habit, by the way, of regularly changing her name. I don't know how to pronounce this. I mean, her name is just the alphabet.
But you do hurt people, Alfie.
She also,
you do
by the
hurt
way,
people.
She also, by the way, calls herself Lady Zunga Cyborg. She's been given approval.
She's my homeroom teacher.
She's a
Who did I get this year?
She's a teacher in Bogota, Colombia.
Next to it,
she has a passion for fetish clothes and bondage events
and flash mobs.
She's a teacher. Lady Zunga Cyborg's my homeroom teacher. Oh, I heard she changed her name to A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. She says, I'm changing my name so people won't know it's me.
Wonder what her favorite cereal is.
You think it's alphabets?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
What were you thinking of? You button hooked me there. I don't know. Is there another?
What's your favorite soup?
And a new
wonder what her favorite English band is.
New Jersey woman. Favorite song by the Jackson 5. Her New Jersey teacher, closer to home, is in trouble because a teenager got so drunk at her house that he nearly died.
Don't want that.
Tracy Harding is 50 years old. She's a first grade teacher in Edison, New Jersey, charged with child endangerment. One of her own teenage kids had some friends over on Friday night, and a 15-year-old boy passed out from a combination of beer, vodka, and other alcohol, which, you know, you really shouldn't be letting the kids drink.
No.
Not at 15. For crying out loud. The boy's mother tried to call her son at 11 p.m., and they said, oh, no, he's sleeping.
No, he's fine.
She headed over to the home herself. In the meantime, this teacher tried to unsuccessfully rouse the boy. He ended up being at a hospital for several hours before he was released. His blood alcohol was so high that he might have died if his mom didn't think, that's a little weird that he's sleeping. If the mom doesn't go over there to see what's going on, then this kid ends up dying. So, good on that mom, I suppose. But, Miss Rich, there's a six-pack of beer in your kindergarten room.
And it better be there when I get back.
Police investigation underway. After another mother who thought something was amiss, this happened in Ontario, Canada. She found $800 worth of marijuana in an Angry Birds toy that she purchased at Target. That sound you hear is everyone running to Target to buy Angry Bird toys.
Don't forget to play Angry Birds, everyone.
The mother brought the incident to the attention of cops after she found a vacuum-sealed bag containing what appeared to be marijuana in a box containing an Angry Birds game. This is the Star Wars Angry Birds Battle on Geonosis. They sent it to the lab for tests and confirmed that it is, in fact, marijuana. They went through all the other Angry Birds stuff there at the Target, didn't find any more dope. But yeah, $800 worth of pot in an Angry Birds toy. She called the cops because, you know, you don't need $800 worth of dope when you got a kid that wants to play Angry Birds. And the Blink-182 situation just gets weirder and weirder. You know, they were fighting back and forth. There's three of them, and this Tom DeLonge said that he wanted to be in the band, and the other two kicked him out. And they're saying, look, we kicked him out because he said he wanted nothing to do with us. And he's saying, well, this is news to me. I'm just finding out. Mm-hmm. And then they went and showed all this paperwork saying, you know, he didn't want anything to do with the band.
With Blink-182 letterhead.
Yeah, right? Well, now the singer and guitarist for Blink-182 is claiming that he was abducted by aliens.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You know who else says they were abducted by aliens? And I don't think enough of attention is brought to it. Sammy Hagar.
Oh, yeah?
He claims that he was, in fact, abducted by Martians.
When?
Back in the 60s.
Really?
During, like, the Montrose era.
Huh.
Yeah. He has a new interview out. This is in Paper Magazine. And he says that he was abducted by aliens. He's also a 9/11 truther. Here's one time he talks about...
Maybe there's a good reason they don't want him in the band.
He says, quote, "To give you an example, one time I remember bringing up a very specific craft that I believe we're building in secret to emulate the phenomenon that our government has been observing for decades. So I started talking about the craft and its magnetic slide system and how it displaces over 89% of the mass of the ship, how it ionizes the engine, how it glows. I went through the whole thing, and this engineer looks at me. This guy's over 70 years old, and he goes, you better be careful what you're talking about. And I go, okay, so I'm close. And he goes, I'm not kidding. You better be really careful. And he calls me up the next day, and he says, I've had calls about you. If someone comes and asks you to get in their car, don't get in the car. That's what I'm dealing with, he says.
It was Hal Holbrook.
Is Hal Holbrook still alive?
I don't think so. I think he passed away.
You got to go somewhere?
No, I'm just a little chilly.
He's putting his coat on, ladies and gentlemen.
My Nacho Radio coat.
As we do the 100th episode, I look over for see what's going on.
I'm a little underdressed today.
He's zipping up. Is it too cold in the house? You want me to turn up the heat here in the Hickey Brothers?
It's minus 2 degrees, Dave.
Well, yeah, outside. We're inside.
I know.
I was thinking about that today. When it gets a little warmer, we'll be doing this show out in the patio. That'll be nice.
Al fresco.
I don't think that's what that means. Is that what that means?
What?
I believe it's al dente.
No, al fresco means dining outside.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
By the way, if you're going to...
Al dente means that it's still kind of a little bit hard.
I don't think you're right about that. By the way, if you're pregnant...
Or which I am not.
If you're going to be adding or starting a new family, do not post the pictures of your ultrasound to your Facebook feed.
And why is that?
Because according to Pat Robb...
Because it's nobody's business?
No. No, not because it's nobody's business. According to Pat Robinson on the 700 Club...
Pat Robertson.
Yeah, Pat Robertson, the host of the 700 Club. If you post a picture of your in utero ultrasound picture, if you post that online...
Yes.
There's a chance witches will cast a spell on your unborn baby.
Wow.
This is 2015. This is the world we live in.
Who says, my daughter is pregnant with her first child, my first grandchild, and obviously there's a lot of rejoicing and excitement. Young parents now regularly post fetal ultrasound photos on their Facebook Facebook photo. From a spiritual point of view, is there any harm in doing this? Please give me your thoughts on this.
Okay, so this is a woman whose adult daughter is having a baby. She's worried about the picture of the fetus being put on Facebook, which is a completely normal thing to do.
Is this okay?
She's going to write to this Pat Robertson for
advice. And the answer he's going to give her is that it's not okay.
I don't think there's any harm in it, but I tell you, there are demons and there are evil people in the world, and you post a picture like that and some cultist gets hold of it or covet and they begin muttering curses against an unborn child. I just don't think that this business of, I mean, posting the most intimate parts of your body on Facebook, I just can't see it. It to me, it's abhorrent, but it isn't necessarily unbiblical. It's just abhorrent.
Right. And maybe unwise, as you said. You need to think that through.
You never can tell what somebody's going to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what is it? At first you said, I don't see any problem with it.
I don't see any harm in it.
But.
There's no harm in it. But, you know, a coven of witches could start cursing that unborn baby.
Well, which is it?
I don't see any harm in it. But
except for the fact.
I mean, the baby could get harmed by curses that witches. This guy believes in witches in 2015, and there are millions of people watching this guy on TV.
You know what I saw? The other day on one of the Bible stations is that they were selling...
You like to flip through the Bible stations, don't you?
I spent a little bit of time with it.
Okay.
They were selling holy water. But the thing about the holy water was it's like now twice as much.
You're kidding me. It's twice the ice.
It's twice the ice with the holy water.
Twice the nice.
Yeah.
You're kidding me. So now you get more holy, holy water than ever.
Yeah, and now maybe I don't know anything.
I don't see the harm in it, but I'll say this. There's a good chance that a coven of witches will start uttering curses.
With that whole thing with the
you're posting pictures of your intimate body.
Whole thing with the holy water,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it a situation where a little dabble do you? Do you need a bunch of it?
Well, you never know.
Do you need twice the ice when it comes to holy water?
You never know. It's better safe than sorry. You know what I mean? Why not? I was listening to...
I mean, I can see if it's Bad Company's deluxe edition holy water, but...
I was flipping through the channels. This is a couple of weeks ago. And you're going to think that I'm making this up, but I know that you guys can back me up. Someone else has to know what I'm talking about. I was flipping through the AM and going from... you know, like the score in Chicago to...
Yes, you're on the AM band.
I was listening to WGN. I'm flipping around. I get to WMT, which is 600 out of Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
And they have... And I'm suspecting just the way it sounded. I think this is a nationally syndicated show.
Okay.
It's called... And this is on WMT.
Yes.
The Voice of Eastern Iowa.
Okay.
And it's noon on a Sunday.
Okay.
It's called The Jesus Christ Show.
Starring your host.
Well, there's a guy taking your calls, but I don't think it's supposed to be Jesus taking your calls. But they call it, you're listening to the Jesus Christ Show. And like the bumper music is Johnny Cash singing Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode.
Wow.
And this guy's taking calls, and this is the same thing where these are grown-ups who are calling a radio show asking for advice on the Jesus Christ Show. And this old lady is saying...
Cedar Rapids, go. Hey, JC, longtime follower, first-time caller.
Well, they don't say where they're calling from, so I wasn't sure if it was national or not. But you're listening to the Jesus Christ Show. And it's like the same voice, like, you're listening to, Dick Clark's Hoppin' Good Times or whatever the hell the shows are on. I don't know. What's a show? You're listening to Ryan Seacrest, Counts the Jams. You're listening to the Jesus Christ Show. On the True Oldies channel. It's the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So this old woman calls up, and she's like, my husband died, and he needed to have a deathbed conversion, and I'm wondering, I know angels don't have sex because there's no genitals, but how does that work when I die soon and go to heaven? Will I see him? Will we be in the same place? Will we be in different areas? And the guy was just about to give the answer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, how?
Here
comes the answer.
And she dies.
No. They flip right over to the Hawkeye Basketball Radio Network because a Hawkeye game was just starting. I'm like, that's no! Right.
Here come the Hawkeyes.
I want to hear the answer.
Here come the Hawkeyes and the Northwestern Wildcats.
So I want to know exactly what will happen. How long will it take before I see my dead husband in heaven? Well, Debbie, I'm glad you called. And the answer is... The Hawkeyes are on the air. It's like,
boy.
Jesus was about to answer this woman's call, and I missed it.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I know. You're listening to the Jesus Christ Show. Please don't put pictures of your unborn babies on Facebook. A coven of witches may utter curses unto it. That's 2015. That's the Loon Mountain that is... the world we live in, ladies and
this
gentlemen.
This is not Loon Mountain.
Ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side, as long as we're talking about religious stuff, ISIS continues to do, their hanky-panky. They burned a bunch of more people. And now it turns out that the morality police that ISIS has in Syria attacked a woman who was dressed in full burqa and a face veil because she was showing too much eye.
Mm.
Too much eye was showing, so the ISIS morality police attacked this woman.
Why don't you dial it back there, Laura Mars?
you show too much eye as a woman with ISIS around, they beat you with an iron rod.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A little bit too much eye for our liking, so off you go. That's Loon Mountain, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the 100th episode of the Dave and Darren podcast.
And it is originated from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort, BYOB, and choose from dozens of different cigar brands to enjoy in a comfy leather chair at the Quad City's only indoor cigar lounge, Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island. If you're there, and you do any shopping, let Mike know that you're listening to Nacho Radio online at HickeyBrothers.com. Hey, we should also mention that we're getting ever closer to I guess, our first concert, right? That we have something to do with?
Yeah, no, we're presenting Local H.
Yeah.
Along with the Rock Island Brewing Company at Ribco on February the 28th.
Yeah, if you're going to be spending any time with our music stations today, you might want to check out Planet Alt, which is powered by the Rock Island Brewing Company in the District of Rock Island. Nacho Radio presenting Local H with special guest Satellite Heart and Perma Smile. That's happening on Saturday, February 28th. Tickets are available now. Advanced tickets, you can get those at Ribco. And also at Ribco.com. You can also go over to the Illinois side, or I guess Ribco's on the Illinois side, but you can go to Co-op Records in Moline and get them there, or Ragged Records in Davenport. Tickets are just $12.
Yeah, get them online too, Ribco.com. Another text here. This one says that the best bit we ever did, this is on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO. Best thing ever was that live show at that bar in Illinois. Right, when we were at
That was a good time.
We were at Kilkenny's, right? Or not Kilkenny's.
No, we were at Kavanaugh's.
Kavanaugh's, what am I saying? Kavanaugh's, we were at Kavanaugh's. That was our first ever live podcast. That was a blast.
That was a good time.
TJ says, hey, I like the communist bit. Yeah, that's when you got outed for the pinko that you are. And Davenport here says, you all definitely make the beginning of my workday better. Congrats on 100. That's from Schaumburg. Oh, are they listening to us in Schaumburg? My goodness.
I'm Bob Roarman. The Harrington Pub text line, thanks for using it. 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub.
I don't see any harm in it, but, you know.
I don't see any harm, but there could be some witches.
Pretending to be a lion when you're selling cars, a witch could get a hold of that, and then all those cars could be cursed. I just don't see the need for that.
Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf, live music every Thursday night starting at 8. This week it's Just Chords. The happy hour begins, 3.5 hours from now, starting at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, drink specials every day. Home of the Quad Cities best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Make Harrington's Pub your neighborhood pub. Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
Yeah, let's get there. You want to go there after 2? I say we get there after like noon.
Well, 2 is afternoon.
No, I mean like 12:02 is when I want to.
I got you.
Right.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting a beer right there.
They got popcorn and peanuts there too.
You are a man who enjoys his free popcorn.
I really do.
Yeah.
I had 2 bags of it when I was down getting my car washed the other day. All right, I wasn't even getting my car.
Wait a minute. This is a story. Hang on a second. Let me get comfortable.
What?
They offer you popcorn at the car wash.
Yes, I had 2 bags.
When I go to the car wash, which is very rarely these days.
It wasn't even my car. I was getting Rhonda's car washed.
I get the popcorn for the boy because that gives him something to eat while I watch the car getting washed.
Yeah.
You had 2 bags of popcorn?
I had 1 bag while I was watching the car get cleaned.
And then another for the road?
And another for the road.
Oh, you're a monster.
Spend some time with our rock station.
I'll be taking this with me.
Spend some time with our rock station Solid today. And if you'd like, you can go to NachoRadio.com and click on the Nacho Radio store and get your Solid St. Patrick's Day t-shirt.
Please buy yourself a Solid St. Patrick's shirt so Darren doesn't have to get his meals from car washes.
Well, no, it was tasted good to me. Solid is powered by Premier Jewelry and Loan. Get collateral loans on all your quality items. Bring in your gold, jewelry, designer watches. 1 bag wasn't enough. Electronics and more for cash on the spot. Shopping for a new guitar? They've got plenty of them.
You filled that thing up to the brim too, didn't you?
You're darn right I did. Premier Jewelry and Loan has an incredible selection of new and used electric and acoustic guitars.
Oh my God, I wonder how many people do that in a day. How many people take the popcorn with them? Like they eat the popcorn
one.
And then get another bag for the road.
I was the one who kind of started it too, because once I kind of started getting the popcorn, then everyone was getting it.
I can't breathe. Oh my God.
They have Fender and Gibson models there, along with others. Check out their amps and sound equipment at Premier.
Were they giving you dirty looks?
No.
Good day. I'm at Premier. This popcorn with me.
Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf. God. And if you're there, let them know you're listening to Nacho Radio, because they do, and they'd love to hear it. Thank you, friends. Thank you, Lord.
You're listening to the Jesus Christ Podcast.
You know, I'm troubled. You've got that picture of your unborn baby on Facebook. I wonder what Pat Robertson will say. I'm going to write him a letter and see if he'll read it. Oh, God, Lord.
And he did.
I don't see the harm in it, but probably that baby's going to be a demon. You probably got some sort of Rosemary's Baby thing happening. You know, I don't see the harm in it.
It could be turned into some sort of, Damien Cujo. I don't know. All right, guys, have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow for a Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow's episode 101.
$10 off hookah Thursday.
101, we'll be doing the show tomorrow live from the Rose Bowl. And if you get that reference, you should probably listen to Planet Alt. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it free again tomorrow, when we go to Harrington's, I want you to promise me that you're not leaving there with a bag full of popcorn.
I won't.
Okay.
Maybe a bag full of nuts, though.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.